Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience, Florida Atlantic Owls season preview for 2022 on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their brand new over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing for free today and let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Season preview episode. My name is Kobe Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches.
No one touches Dundee. I cut myself off. Perhaps FAU might want to do the same. If I'm on the under, if I'm on the over, you will see. I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh, up.
We are close. I love team preview season, breaking down the Florida Atlantic Owls. Hopefully you're subscribed on YouTube because you will see this sweet ass graphic. Shout out to the graphics department here at SGPN Studios because this YouTube graphic looking kind of fly. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We're breaking down all 131 teams in the land. Patty, see, I get just excited about FAU as I do the Florida Gators, and you know I love, we give the same amount of time and respect to FAU as the Florida Gators, as the UTEP Miners, as the, you know, whoever.
I cover it all. I do believe you actually do get as excited about FAU as you do about Florida. And guess what? The more I do this, the more excited I become about these teams too.
Yes, it is awesome. So subscribe to the College Football Experience because we talk college football year round. We've been doing this shit for years. Come on. And also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because we do that too. But look, we'll talk about that later. All right. Right now we got to talk FAU, Florida Atlantic, the Owls.
Who
still have Willie Taggart as a head coach. He's in year three, only a couple years.
Give the guy some time.
The experiment. Interesting, Patty C. Just 10 and 11 in 2 years at FAU, 10 and 11, Willie Taggart. I know he had a better win percentage than Mike Norvell after 2 years. He got fired. Norvell didn't. Questionable play there. Questionable play. But what do you make of Willie Taggart at Florida Atlantic, Patty C?
Well, I do think it was assumed that Willie Taggart was overtaking a better team. I don't know if that's actually true, but I think expectations were higher for Florida State while Taggart was there. Norvell has the benefit of lowered expectations at Florida State. What do I think of Willie Taggart so far at Florida Atlantic, or just in general as a coach?
Both.
As a coach, I think he's getting a little bit of a bad rap based on his recent performances, but I think he's done a decent job, at least in building programs at previous stops, like two stops ago, three stops ago.
Yeah. And look, I mean, I think, I don't know, because you had Lane Kiffin before and he did pretty damn well at FAU.
Yeah.
So it's tough to say, but I
recalibrate your expectations to like a decent coach.
I think it's a big year for him. I think he could be fired if he has a bad year.
Yeah.
So something to keep in mind on taking the over the under, or if you're just a fan of FAU. But you look at this, Patty C, and this program. I mean, where are we at here? Give me some Dundee music. I mean, first off,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
All right, because this is the Florida Atlantic Owls, who have a rich history when it comes to college football, buddy. Since the year 2001, when they started their football program. Shout out to schools that start brand new football programs or bring them back.
Amen.
All right.
Shout out to Howard Schnellenberger.
Oh, love Howard Schnellenberger. Talk about a legendary name.
A
love
legendary
those plaid
mustache.
Suits. Yeah, he would dress like a champion.
The pipe, the fucking pipe on the sideline.
Yes, dude, that's what I'm saying. He looks like a fucking. He looks like a Clue character.
Yeah,
like in the game of Clue.
He's like Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah. Meets a fucking Clue character.
He's fucking Colonel Mustard, dude. You know what I mean? Or
right.
With the lead pipe
on the sideline.
Yeah, on the sideline in whatever that stadium is called, in the New Orleans Bowl or some shit. Right. I don't know.
In the observatory, aka yes. The New Orleans Bowl.
But look, perhaps they wish they would have stayed in the Sun Belt because they jumped to the CUSA. I'd say the Sun Belt's much, much better than the CUSA these days.
Yeah.
Sometimes things can go wrong, but they're on the verge of joining the AAC. We'll see how that shakes out. But this is a rich program, all right? Look, just 3 years ago, they had, in the past five football seasons, they've had two 11-win seasons. The only problem is the other three were 5-win seasons. All right?
Consistency, a bit of an issue here.
But let's get it going. FAU, the Owls. You know I love me some Owl football, all right? Shout out to Al Bundy.
There you go.
Legend.
Or is
Polk High, four touchdowns, one game.
There you go. FAU, do they have the coolest Owl logo in college football?
Well, you got what? Kennesaw State, you got Temple.
You got Rice.
I kind of like Rice.
I'd have to look at them.
I don't know. When they had the eagle on the helmet, when Bertie Manuel days, Rice was pretty fucking
very
cool.
Cool. I'd say FAU's Owl is pretty damn epic. Talk about concentric circles. It looks like it's hypnotizing you while you while you look at it. Very owl like.
There we go. Well, look, Brett Dierman is the OC. Last year, Patty C, they were 84th in scoring offense, 73rd in rush offense, 55th in pass offense, 68th in total offense. So not so middle of the pack, but like
I feel like we're gonna get a lot of that with this report here.
Well, Nikosi Perry's back at quarterback, Patty C. You once told me him and Miami were going on the verge of winning a national championship.
I don't believe that's true, but I'd like you taking the opportunity to throw some shade at me. Good job.
He's back. He's experienced. And, you know, Patty C always telling me that Florida State's back and Miami's back. Texas is back too. Apparently now
every Florida State or every Florida school is back at some point in over the course of a season. Florida Atlantic, are they going to be back a little bit this
year? They've had more success than Florida State recently.
That's true. They've been one. I mean, total win totals over the past 5 years. I bet they're more than Miami. I bet they're more than Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I bet they're more than South Florida. Probably not more than UCF.
UCF is and Florida are probably the top two.
Yeah.
Yeah. This offense brings back three of five starters on the offensive line, led by center Nick Weber. Maybe Weber. Nick Weber. Two of three wideouts are back, led by Jaquan Burton, and their running back, depending on what they do at the running back spot, they kind of got three guys, you know, Larry McCammon, the third, and Johnny Ford, but also, yeah, Ford, I think was their leading rusher a year ago and he's back. And I think there's even going to be a third guy in the mix. So they're stout there. They're breaking in a new tight end with Adam Boselia. Whatever, there's any relation to Tony there.
Now I gotta look that up.
Former USC offensive lineman for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you don't remember, on the defensive side of the ball, they've been interesting. They've had some big names on that defensive side of the ball.
It is.
Shout out to Tony Boselli's son, Adam Boselli.
That's good genes, man. That's one of the best offensive linemen of, you know, the last 30 years for sure.
Yeah. On the defensive side though, like I was getting to, you know, a couple of years ago, they had my guy, Jim Leavitt, who left for SMU last year. And then they brought in Mike Stoops, who's now with his brother coaching linebackers in Lexington, but things Stoops had kind of had a down year. So they bring in Todd Orlando, who was recently the defensive coordinator at USC, more recent or previously before USC was the Texas Longhorns with Tom Herman. And then the Houston Cougars with Tom Herman, and really had some good teams with that. Ed Oliver in Houston back in the day.
Doing a good job recruiting coaches.
Yeah, bringing in some nice coaches. 58th in scoring defense, 74th in rush defense, 104th in pass defense, charting at 90th overall. So that's why Stoops was given the door, shown the door, whatever. Have the fucking door. You know what I mean? Two of three starters back on the defensive line, led by Jalen Joyner, and just one of four linebackers back, and that's Chris Jones, and one of four back in the secondary, and that's safety TJ Young. That is concerning, but once again, if the defense wasn't that great, I mean, you look at what they're charting expectations wise, you know, so many publications released their first team, second team, third team offenses. You know, I've seen Nick Weber, the safety, or Weber,
the center,
the center, not the safety, mentioned on the second team, the fourth team, having Nakosi Perry, Marvin Scott, the running back, who we'll talk about in a bit, wide receiver LaJonte Wester, and offensive lineman Brandon Bordner, who we will talk about in a minute as well, as a couple of guys on the defensive first team, Evan Anderson on the D line, and then, like I mentioned, too, TJ Young at the safety spot. Going to be interesting, but also Chris Jones at the linebacker spot. I think he could be a difference maker this year. Also, shout out to this name, cornerback Smoke Mungin.
There you go. You got to love it. I question any
don't
time.
Don't get smoked.
Yeah, don't get smoked as a defensive back with the smoke in your name. Anytime a player has the name Smoke, you have to question how they got it, especially a defensive back, and especially one from Miami.
Yeah, and they got some exciting, return men back there too that I think could make a difference. But Patty C, I don't know. I mean, this is a big year for Taggart. It's a big year.
Yeah.
Could Deion Sanders be FAU's next head coach? Would he leave Jackson State?
I don't think FAU? So.
I think
he's going for a big time gig.
But here we are with this going on, and look, we're gonna talk transfer portal. See if they won that transfer portal. We do it for every team, and we're also gonna talk recruiting, and we're gonna talk the schedule and expectations going into 2022. We'll go game by game on the schedule. So stick around. But first, I gotta get us paid. I want to tell you guys at the Florida Atlantic Owls 2022 season preview on the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com to start winning today.
WinBet just giving money away.
They're winning more than perhaps Willie Taggart.
Yeah.
I think they are. Taggart maybe he'll listen to this and he'll start winning like this.
There you go.
We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash, buddy, with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It's free to download, and it is your home for all of our picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden.
IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP to claim 70% off your savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. All right, folks, we are back talking Florida Atlantic Owl football. Patty C. I mean, we might have some transfer warriors here because holy shit. Let's go through what they brought in. Cornerback Damian Hill from Central Michigan, which I think was pretty good. He was pretty good with them last year. Also, cornerback Michael Antoine from Iowa State with Matt Campbell. Also bringing in defensive lineman Jakeem Green from South Carolina. A little STC blood coming in there. Wide receiver Jordan Young from Florida State, which I imagine Willie Taggart, you know, recruited previously.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman Dorian Hinton from Middle Tennessee. So going from Middle Tennessee to FAU, both CUSA schools.
Slap in the face.
Brutal. Running back Marvin Scott III. And this is a guy that I think could get in the mix and get a lot of carries, perhaps even get some starts. He's a transfer from Nebraska.
Nice little contributor here, potentially.
Keep an eye out on Marvin Scott III. Tight end Carter Boatwright, who I think might start over Buscelli. I think it's going to be either Buscelli or Boatwright, but hey.
Can't go wrong.
Carter Boatwright, another Florida State guy coming in.
Well, you got
don't boat wrong.
He boats right. You got to figure. I mean, I'm guessing Tony or Adam Buscelli, it could be the blocking tight end,
yeah.
Considering his dad was an amazing blocker. Maybe Carter Boatwright, the catcher. Maybe he's boat racing people.
There you go. Motorboating them.
Motorboating
them. Linebacker Jaleel McCray, also coming in from Florida State.
That's three if you're counting.
Yes. Offensive tackle Brendan Bordner. Now, he was preseason all, you know, one of those teams, second team, I think it was, but he's a left tackle that started at Rutgers. So him stop, you know, I think he started like seven or eight games at Rutgers. I can't talk. But I think he's going to be penciled in for their day one starter. They also brought in linebacker Marvin Joseph from Tennessee, some SEC blood, and also linebacker Jamie Petway from Missouri. So really active, getting some big time schools. Now, sure, it's college football, you know, unless you're one of the service academies. They did lose some pieces. I will rattle off what they lost. Safety Amon Ross is in the portal. Tight end Ramad Smith is in the portal. Linebacker Diamante Howard is in the portal. They also lost punter Matt Hayball to Vanderbilt. They lost their offensive guard, Anthony Early. He's in the portal. They lost running back Tyreek Tisdale. And they lost their wide receiver DeMarcus Adams to Syracuse, as well as running back Malcolm Davidson, who actually a couple of years ago was a beast for this team. They also lost defensive end Chase Lassiter to Eastern Kentucky with the Colonels, offensive tackle Eli Fields as well, and offensive guard Sebastian Dolklein and offensive tackle Dakota Weaver. I still think they won the portal, but man,
I mean, it sounds like it. The portal rank 67th for the year, number three within the conference. Anytime you're bringing in through the portal the third best portal class, that's nice. You got to take that.
Yeah. So how about from a national recruiting standpoint, Patty C?
National recruiting, they have slipped. I mean, obviously Kiffin was doing an amazing job. Last 5 years, 75, 63, 72, and then
Taggart comes in
84, 104.
Ooh, 104.
Little slip. Yeah. So within the conference, listen to this. This is where you really hear it. 3, 1, 1, 4, and then 13. They slipped to the 13th best recruiting class.
14 teams in the CUSA.
Are
they sure they're ready for this AAC jump? Because if that's going to be what you're coming in
with. I want to take a peek at one thing because you know what? It probably is the recruiting class was only 9 players. That's remarkably small. He must have committed more to the portal, but it doesn't even seem like he brought in, what, he bring in like 10, 12 players there?
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't
maybe a smallish class is a big part of the reason they slipped that much. From a 4-year composite ranking within the conference, it's been 1, 2, 1, and 1. We don't have their 22 composite. So, but his first 2 years, he's had the best most talented team in the league, and he's had a losing record.
Yeah,
over the first 10-11 we said.
Yeah, 10-11.
Not too good, Willie Taggart. A big year for you to prove what you really got here.
Yeah, and if you're following on YouTube right now, you got the sweet graphic. Shout out to the SGPN graphic team. But the over under is revealed there. So Las Vegas has the FAU over under at 5.5 wins. Patty C, I ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say he goes 6-6. I think he might still get fired. I think he needs 8 wins.
It's maybe Florida Atlantic. At least 7. It's Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, they but look at this history. I mean, they fired worse coaches. I mean, 6-6, Pelini got fired. You know what I mean? Like this happens here.
Yeah, is that he got the boot?
Carl Pelini went 6-6
well,
and got
he
fired.
Was 2-6 when he got fired, and then Brian Wright took over and went 4-0. So I don't know that he got fired for the 6-6 season there. I think 6-6 is
at FAU. I think you got to be better. You just said how much better they're recruiting.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe the
CUSA sucks now. It's primed, short of UTSA and UAB.
What is a reasonable expectation of the CUSA?
That's what I'm saying. I think you need to be winning at least. I think 7. He keeps his job. 8. They feel decent about it.
Yeah.
6, I think they're on the fence for the fire. They might give him a fourth year.
Yeah.
And I think 5, he's fired.
Wow.
So we'll see.
The pressure is on.
It's cooking in Boca Raton. Patty C, week 1.
Bowl or bust for Willie Taggart.
Week 1, they start out with a conference game. You know, with certain teams leaving the CUSA for the Sun Belt, they only have 11 teams in the CUSA now. You know, Southern Miss and Marshall jumped to the Sun Belt. They're playing in the Sun Belt this year.
So what are they going, like a 10-game conference slate?
Yeah, so they had to quickly adjust. I don't think it's 10, but they had to adjust and add these games. So this game got added late, but week 0, we have a conference game. Week 0, 2 in the CUSA and actually 1 in the Big Ten. Shout out to this year's week 0. But the Charlotte 49ers, Will Healy's bunch with Chris Reynolds, their star quarterback, who's super senior, he's coming back. They're playing this at FAU Stadium in Boca Raton, Patty C. But is it Raton or Raton? It's Raton, no, right?
Probably Raton. If we're talking like Hispanic, yeah. What is that? Spanish? I guess it's not Hispanic language.
Yeah,
I'm a white guy. Let's be honest here. If you're speaking Spanish, it's probably Boca Raton. But we're allowed to call it Boca Raton, aren't we?
All right, quesadillas. How are the quesadillas down there?
Boca Raton.
Yeah, I'll take a Cajun chicken sandwich. Look, Charlotte, FAU's kind of had Charlotte's number, but I do think this is Charlotte's best team probably in the Will Healy era. This is a gigantic game, week 0. I lean FAU, but I think it's a 50-50 game, and I think this is a vital game. If you're an FAU fan or if you're betting the over, this game is huge. Week 0, August 27th.
Charlotte 49ers. I want to take a look at the recent history of this game.
I think FAU owns them, but here's another thing too. Vegas thinks they're going to go over. It's -150 on the over, +130 on the under. So Vegas is leaning to a 6-6 season.
3 in a row for FAU, 4 of the last 5. Their one loss was by 3 points. I think we got to go FAU,
right? I'm going to go FAU. This should be a fucking good game, though. And it's a great week 0 setup there. Week 2, they travel to the Ohio Bobcats. Frank Solich retired late last August, right before the season. His OC took over, struggled. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he struggled. And Ohio's kind of, they have, I see Nathan Rourke lighting up the Canadian Football League with the BC Lions.
Is it Tim Albin or?
Yes, Tim Albin.
Yeah.
And his little brother, Curtis Rourke, is the quarterback at Ohio. This is a big game there at Peden Stadium. Patty C, once again, I lean FAU.
I think I do too, although I see a very good game happening here.
Well, I got them 2-0, and then they take on Southeast Louisiana, the Lions. And don't look now, but Southeast Louisiana was solid. They had this quarterback, Cole Kelly. Last year,
name he was does good. Ring a bell. I don't.
He was good. He was at Arkansas, I think, at one point.
9-4 for the Lions last year.
But I think he's gone. So I think they take care of business in Boca Raton, and I think they're 3-0 by September 10th.
Wow, nice little start there. I have to agree with you. Yeah.
Well, now things get a little tricky. because they host the UCF Golden Knights. Now it's nice that they get to host them. They're at least they're not going to the moon bounce. Could there be an upset? I don't think so either. UCF rolls at FAU Stadium. So 3-1. Then they go to Ross Aid Stadium in West Lafayette, Louisiana, Patty C, to take on the Purdue Boilermakers and Aiden O'Connell, one of the best quarterbacks in America. I got Purdue.
Do you think Willie Taggart will make this one interesting?
This could be interesting. Purdue's always susceptible, man. I know what Eastern Michigan and Chris Creighton got him a couple years ago. Would not surprise me.
Is this the game that Nikosi Perry really shines? I mean, let's take a look what he did last year. He was 61% completions, 20 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 8.3 yards per attempt adjusted. Pretty darn good stats.
I like this Purdue team though. I'm taking Purdue.
I'm taking Purdue too.
So 3-2, and you're out of September. You're sitting there, you're saying, all I need is 3 more wins to cash this over. Well, they got a back-to-back away spot because remember they were on the road at Purdue. They go to Denton, Texas to take on Seth Luttrell in North Texas. This is a 50-50 game, Patty C. If this was in Boca Raton, I think this is for sure a win, but North Texas did beat UTSA in Denton last year. And by the way, if you're an FAU fan, you got to like the fact you're not getting UTSA on the schedule.
This has been a decent series, 8-5 in favor of FAU so far. But I mean, FAU has kind of gotten rolled in since 2010. They're what, 2-5 in this series?
I think I lean North Texas here.
Wow. North Texas won the last one. I actually lean FAU.
Back to back away, though, after good playing Purdue and then even UCF the game before?
North Texas has taken a step back. I think Willie Taggart has a history of improving his team over time.
I'm going to take North Texas.
All right.
Okay. So you got them then at 4-2. I got them at 3-3. They get a bye before hosting the Rice Owls, and I know they got your boy McCaffrey at quarterback there, former Michigan kid.
Oh man,
I'm taking FAU to take down Rice.
Yeah, so, I gotta agree with you.
So that gives me their fourth win, right?
Yeah.
So I got them at 4-3.
I got them at 5-2. Coming
so
out,
you're really close to catching this thing.
Yeah.
They go to UTEP, the Sun Bowl, to take on the Miners. UTEP had a good year last year. Gavin Hardison back at quarterback. I know that Jacob Cowing, that wide receiver, goes to Arizona. Their star wideout, but Dana Dimmel doing a solid job there. I'm going to take FAU here.
FAU won by 3 last year in Boca Raton.
This might be a tough game, but I'm going to take FAU to get it done.
I think I am too. I'm already
so you're
the
on
over.
The over. Patty C just cashed the over,
and we
so
still got four games left.
Well, after that, Saturday, October 29th, they're hosting UAB. And Patty C, we just got news that legendary coach Bill Clark, who stayed with UAB when they ditched the football program and revived it a couple years later, he is retiring. And the offensive coordinator is going to be the head coach. He has some health concerns with his back. But hey, if you're a FAU fan, you got to see this is opportunity.
It is. UAB won last year 31-14.
I'm still going to take UAB.
Me too. They rallied like
they're
around
a little
the new
too
coach.
Physical.
Yeah.
They get a bye week, so I got them. I got them right now on their. Damn, they have 2 bye weeks this year too, because they're playing that week 0 game. So
nice.
I got
are
them.
They playing the first game of the season? No.
Yes,
are
I mean one of them.
One of them.
Yeah, yeah. Week 0. So what? They're. I got them at what? 3, 4, 5. I got them at 5 wins. I just need 1 after this bye week. They're at Florida International, taking on my guy Mike McIntyre.
They have owned this series.
I'll take FAU, but I think McIntyre, give him another year. Give him another year. So I got him at 6. The over's hitting right there, right?
Yeah.
Then they go to Johnny Red Floyd Stadium. What a great name for a stadium. In Murfreesboro, I've been to this stadium. Yeah. In Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to take on the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. Kind of a 50-50 game.
They lost last year 27-17 in Boca Raton.
Give me Middle Tennessee.
Give me Middle Tennessee too.
And then in the final game of the season, they are hosting the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. If you didn't know, Willie Taggart used to play quarterback for Western Kentucky, and he used to be a head coach for Western Kentucky. He's going to beat his Hilltoppers
low
down in Boca Raton.
Let me.
I got him 7-5. Right?
Let me change your opinion of this real quick.
Yeah.
At Western Kentucky last year, they lost 52-17.
But Zach Kittley, that OC. And what's my guy's name? The quarterback that threw 60 touchdowns. I'm drawing a blank on his name. They're all come over from Houston. Yeah, Bailey Zappe. They all came over from Houston Baptist. Well, now they went to Zach Kittley's at Texas Tech.
And they all
Jared Deggy comes in, or Jared Dogecoin, however you pronounce it, from West Virginia via Bowling Green.
Oh, they don't have Zappe, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Give me FAU to get that one. Revenge! Revenge!
That
7-5 season.
I'll give them 50-50 in that Middle Tennessee, Western Kentucky two game stretch.
You got them 8-4.
Smash that over on.
You might even have them 9-3.
I think 8-4, 7-5, 8-4.
7-5. I'm on the over.
That might be a lot for old Patty.
I know. I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah.
Feel pretty good about that. I mean, you can make a case. I think every single game is winnable except UCF and Purdue.
Yeah.
Every single game, they don't get UTSA. Gigantic boost. They're going to be playing in the CUSA championship, I think, against UTSA.
There it is.
Unless UAB. I mean, UAB is the because I think they don't have divisions anymore. So it's just the top two teams. Probably going to be UAB, UTSA. But if not, I think FAU would
really
be
that. Taggart's going to be in contention for that championship berth.
I feel pretty good about the over here.
I do too. I feel great about
it. Yeah. So look, in August, when we have our episode with our best locks of the season, you might see the Owls. Who might be on our list? Subscribe to the College Football Experience, people. We're on YouTube. Subscribe over there. Make sure you subscribe over there. All right. Trying to build this thing over there. But we've already built it as far as iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. We've been doing this for years, folks. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to listen to our lock episode, but you're going to want to listen to all of our episodes because we're pretty fire on projecting the over or under. I would say our locks are hitting at a pretty, I'd have to pull up all of our year's numbers.
Well, last year we all went,
dude, we were like high 80s on our overs.
All of us,
80%. That
did
is
10 each. Was
yeah.
It?
We had 10 locks and then we had some fringe locks. And if you add in the fringe locks too, we did fucking great.
Yeah. I want to say we were all like hitting about 8 or 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Last year. Yeah. So you're going to want to plug yourself in. Like I said, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as well. We host that. We also host the USFL Gambling Podcast. We also host the College Baseball Experience with Noah Beanick. Get the SGPN app. You'll get access to all of that. The Sports Gambling Podcast. All right. Check out that show because they're already doing NFL futures. If you're a Dolphins fan, if you're a Jaguars fan, if you're a Buccaneers fan with Tom Brady, we got you covered. And they're doing fantasy football stuff too. You're going to love it. All right. We have the Fantasy Football Podcast, the Fantasy Football Gambling Podcast. Check that out. The Golf Gambling Podcast. I know a lot of Florida people like to get out there and golf. MLB Gambling Podcast, NHL Gambling Podcast, Lightning Lost, you but know, still.
Yeah. I'm thinking golf might be the answer to like happiness. And I never thought I wanted to get into golf, but I'm thinking, dude, this is something where you can go get hammered, right? It's kind of a sport, but kind of not, right? So you don't have to get all sweaty, but you're still like, it's an activity.
Mm-hmm.
You challenge, you can get better at it. Keeps yourself occupied.
Mm-hmm.
There's hot women around, but not too many women. Not that that's a problem.
Nature. You're out there. Dude,
it's everything.
You can get a fucking suntan. You can feel like you actually, it looks like you've been working all week. You've really just been sitting there sucking down margaritas on the golf course.
That's right. Who knew golf was the answer to all our problems?
There you go. All right. So folks, Golf Gambling Podcast, check it out. And we have just a slew of other podcasts you'll dig too. CFL Gambling Podcast. Oh, I can go on and on and on and on. Check them all out. Get the SGPN app. It's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll get access to all of our stuff, all of our articles. We got articles going on with college football, college basketball, everything, every fucking thing. All right. Check it out. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast as well. We're both on the over here and the Florida Atlantic Owls. I cannot wait to watch them week zero. All right. This is the College Football Experience, Florida Atlantic style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Do you come from a land down under?